Today is May the 4th be with you. Yes, I'm a Star Wars fan, a little bit. But we are also brought to you by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by Audible and by stackup.org. So in today's news, yes, we do have some May the 4th Star Wars gaming news, some Apex Legends, and some Bungie news. But today, we start with some news from BlueNews.com, and the U.S. gaming market declined in quarter one this year. And this was NPD's Matt Pasquella's tweet, quote, "According to the new Q1 2022 games market dynamics report from NPD Group, U.S. spending on video games hardware, content, and accessories reached $13.9 billion in the quarter, a decline of 8% when compared to quarter one 2021. Content spending was negative 7% versus YA, hardware negative 15%, and ACC negative 16%. Despite the quarter one declines compared to a year ago, U.S. video games market continues to trend well above pre-pandemic levels. Reasons for quarter one decline likely related to return to exponential spending, lack of available new generation hardware, and the quarter one 2021 stimulus comp. This could be good news, this could be bad news. It depends on how you take it. So what do you think? Is it good or is it bad? Let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. Now we go on to Bungie's response to the leaked statement from the U.S. Supreme Court. This comes to us from Eurogamer.com. And at Bungie tweeted, "Standing up for reproductive choice and liberty is not a difficult decision to make, and Bungie remains dedicated to upholding these values." Now, in their official statement, they say, quote, "At Bungie, we believe that everyone has a right to choose their own path and that freedom is expressed across all facets of life. Bungie is committed to safeguarding the freedom and privacy of its employees and providing support to all employees affected by this decision. Standing up for reproductive choice and liberty is not a difficult choice to make, and Bungie remains dedicated to upholding these values." And they did put a link in their tweet that has their support rights to healthcare. And there were some other tweets that went on beyond that, but we won't get into that now. But now we get into a little bit lighter news. Well, quite a bit lighter news. And .esports.com is reporting that pros and streamers are reacting to Apex Season 13. And at Hodzik said, "Insanely excited to try these new changes. Not sure they'll tackle the problem fully of 6 squads left Zone 1, but still a massive step in the right direction for ranked. Should make it more competitive, hopefully." Apex Legends said at Play Apex, "Ranked gets reloaded with the launch of Apex Legends Saviors. Check out the highlights below or read the dev blog to learn more about the changes." NC9PVPX at PVPX underscore said, "Feedback listened to, let's go." So it does look like that everything was pretty positive, but we'll see. If you play it, let me know at Joe Brums. We go back to BlueNews.com, and they are saying that Crysis 4 gets the Hitman 3 game director. And a tweet from Crysis said, "We are happy to announce that Matthias Engström, known from his work as game director from Hitman 3 at IO Interactive, joins the Crysis family as game director for the fourth installment in the Crysis franchise, starting this week. Interested in joining the team just like Matthias? Be sure to check out the open positions in Crysis 4 working title on our career page." So it looks like Crysis 4 is a go. And congratulations on getting your new game director. Now we get to the dark side. This comes to us, the last two articles comes to us from Destructoid.com. And LEGO Star Wars, the Skywalker Saga, gets a few DLC packs today. So there are some things that are indeed coming. And they have a little bit of Star Wars characters from outside the realm of the three trilogies. Some of the faces from Rogue One, The Mandalorian, that's from Season 1, and Solo, A Star Wars Story. So this is pretty good. I think the Clone Wars favorite, Ahsoka Tano, and Sarlacc favorite, Boba Fett. The Mando pack includes Bo-Katan, Fennec Shand, and Moff Gideon. The Bad Patch pack will get you a Hunter, Wrecker, Tech, Crosser, and Deco. But it's not just that. Xbox had to get into it too, because Destructoid is saying that now their Xbox is giving away some special LEGO Star Wars consoles to celebrate the day. It's a part of a sweepstakes, and they're handing out 12 consoles featuring 12 iconic Star Wars characters in LEGO form. So if you follow Xbox at Xbox on Twitter, they say, "May the Force be with you." Follow and retweet with LEGO Star Wars sweepstakes and hashtag May the 4th for a chance to win one of 12's LEGO Star Wars Xbox Series S custom console and controllers. Very, very cool. And they're all very good looking. Very, very interesting. Yes, all very good, very good, very good. Anyway, that is all for now, my plebs. May the Mandalorian find you at thegroupquest.com. the Mandalorian will be there, yes. And you can find the Death Star at thedawnforge.com for all the podcasts. And you would know that the Dark Lord himself would want me to say, you know that's Darth Vader, right? That this has been a Dawnforge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We might see you tomorrow if my lord decides that you live. Until then, may the Force be with you.